jak slzy krasobruslaček, jak něha v dechu nícího dechtu.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Arts. In a moment, we'll be looking at music sales, present and future in the Czech Republic, when we meet the head of the Czech branch of the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. But first, we're off to Ostrava for one of the biggest events on the Czech musical calendar, the Anděl or Angel Awards.
V kategorii skupina roku se vítězem stává skupina Krištof.
The Group of the Year award at this year's Anděls goes to Krištof. It was a great night for the band, who also won Song of the Year for Rubicon and Pop and Dance Album of the Year for their CD of the same title. And if that wasn't enough, their charismatic singer, Richard Krajčo, was the glitzy show's main presenter. As for other winners, Anna K. was named Female Singer of the Year, while the men's award went to Mathieu Rupert of the group Monkey Business. Discovery of the Year was Gypsy.cz.
Je mi velikou ctí, že jsem byl osloven, abych letos do andělské síně slávy uvedl skladatele.
Here in a recorded message, singer Karel Gott inducts his late friend Karel Svoboda into the Czech Academy of Popular Music's Hall of Fame, in what was one of the highlights of the show. Svoboda, a hugely successful composer, committed suicide earlier this year. Finally, and perhaps predictably, the Anděl Awards show was closed by the night's biggest stars, Krištof.
Jak granát je smídlových bublin, jak ztracená střelka hledajíc kompas.
Getting away from the Anděl Music Awards, but staying with the Czech music industry, it isn't long since legal music downloading began in this country. I discussed that issue and the future of music sales in the Czech Republic with Petra Žikovská. She's the head of the Czech branch of Umbrella Body, the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry.
Just before the Christmas, 2006, we started with the first legal web page where it's possible to download. It's a first legal possibility for download in the Czech Republic. I think it's too early to say how are the sales doing, but I think it's a good start.
If you look at the charts for downloads and the charts for CD sales in terms of the artists that are being sold, how do those charts compare?
Usually it works like that. Who is big in physical sales is also big in downloads. So far, but we just started really to make a download chart. So again, I think it's too early to make some conclusions. But so far it works like who is big in the normal physical sales is also big in download.
I think I saw a download chart and a CD sales chart. And the CD sales chart was all Czech artists, and the download chart was more a mix of Czech and foreign artists.
I think it's necessary to mention at this point or this stage that the Czech listeners are very conservative, and they are very much focused on local artists. So probably the downloads just copy the normal sales, plus probably there are some like first trial of download, and maybe the people download international music, maybe the rare music as well. But in general, it's possible to say that the Czech listeners are really focused on a local repertoire.
This may be a stupid question, but can Czechs buy music from the internet, on the internet, from other countries?
No, they can't. I've tried. I'm really pity that there is no like a bigger site like iTunes, for example, represented here in the Czech Republic. And I have tried to buy in UK, iTunes site. And actually, you need to have the UK Visa or MasterCard issued in the UK.
What about CD sales? How are CD sales holding up in the Czech Republic?
Unfortunately, they are not doing very well. The sales are going down. If you compare 2006 and 2005 sales, it's another 7%. and the last year, comparing to the previous one, it was 12%, so it's going down steadily.
But is it the case that the sales aren't dropping so much in the case of Czech artists?
I think it's quite proportional. Honestly, I didn't look on that from this side. Probably I should. But I think it's quite, as far as I know, it's quite proportional. It's the decrease in international and domestic as well. There is one thing I would like to mention, that before the Christmas or the autumn, the major companies like Sony, BMG, Universal, etc. started with the kind of local international versions of the big international repertoire, which doesn't necessarily mean that Robbie Williams is singing in Czech. It just means that the booklet is slightly different. And the price, it's much more reasonable for local customers.
Is that a deliberate move to fight the fall in sales?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the move. Because before, the Czech major representatives were forced to keep the prices on the same level as in the other Western European countries. And I think that they were afraid that the Germans and Austrians will come to buy the Czech Republic the CDs. So they fight it with Czech versions, with the Czech flags. So I think, yeah, absolutely, that's the step how to fight, decrease the music sales.
I have two friends, actually, who have independent music shops in Prague. Both of them are quite pessimistic about the future. Do you think that in, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, in the Czech Republic, we will still have record shops?
It's not only the Czech Republic problem. I think it's a problem of entire problem. And I think that it will switch to another medium, or perhaps to no medium, you know, like it's already happening. The young people are not that much interested in buying CDs. They more download. So I think it will be here within 15 years, but maybe just for collectors or people who really are keen on music. It will be changed, and probably the majority of sales will be digital downloads.
Have you seen any evidence of shops closing here already, record shops?
Yeah, unfortunately, especially at the border area with the markets like in Hep or other bigger cities nearby the border, there are no regular shops.
You're talking now about areas where there are Vietnamese stalls with fake goods.
Yeah, with counterfeited products. And it's funny because the Vietnamese people selling on the shops are oriented to the German customers. So the repertoire also is oriented to German customers. So you can buy there like the German Schlagers and also the modern talking. But everything there is counterfeited. It's illegal, 100%.
Even David Hasselhoff?
Even David Hasselhoff. I'm sorry to say that.
Petra Žikovská ending that edition of The Arts with Ian Willoughby.